Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine now, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. We visit with Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. You probably serve really nice wine at your house, huh, Doc?
Nothing but the best, John. It comes in a box and it's really good.
I didn't ask her about that. I've heard that the box wines are nothing to turn your nose up at. There can be good wine in there.
It is true. You can get really good wines in boxes. It's not like the old days when you would never want to touch it if it came in a box.
Yeah, yeah. And wine's good for you, eh, doctor?
Wine could be good for you in small amounts. It's one of those things, I think it depends on the year, what the latest research is.
Yeah. But
just like anything with alcohol, too much is not good. Moderation is the way to go. And actually, if you enjoy your alcoholic beverage, if you do it in moderation, I believe it's good for you.
You know, it's funny how many things fall into that category. Coffee, one day is good, one day is bad. Wine, and there's some other foods maybe I can't think of off the top of my head, but it really does seem like what's the research du jour, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to do quality research on food, on beverages. How you control the amount and the quality people are consuming, John, how you measure your endpoints, none of this is easy. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And, you know, this thing, your caffeine example is so good. I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, my career in medicine, which started in the 1980s, the number of times we've gotten contradictory results from various studies dealing with caffeine consumption, right? Alcohol is another one. Fat in the food. What type of fat in the food? Remember when we weren't supposed to get any fat or minimal, and complex carbohydrates was the way to go. So this stuff is always, it's just churning. And, you know, John, I think with the changes that we're going to see in leadership in the health-related areas in Washington as President Trump comes in after January 20th, there's going to be a lot of discussion. We're going to have a heck of a lot to discuss going forward. This whole Make America Healthy Again thing that they're talking about, I suspect there'll be some stuff that's good, and there's going to be things that are going to leave us scratching our heads.
I've decided that I'm just going to have to be a better steward of my own public health. That is, if RFK Jr. says one thing, I won't take it as gospel the way I would previous Health and Human Service secretaries. I will not do my research, quote unquote, and then make up my own mind, but I think I will be more deliberate about listening to you or the CDC or the AMA, maybe rather than, yeah, I know those are government organizations or partnerships, but I think I'm going to listen to the call letters I know rather than some of these people that I don't.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I know I'm committing to that going forward. We're going to have to make sure that if RFK Jr. gets confirmed in HHS, we have to hope that his agenda is not as, I'm just going to come out and say it, crazy, is the stuff he's been talking about in the past. We just can't have that. The good news is we have a lot of really smart people throughout medicine in this country, and we'll be able to get good information out that people will be able to use should it come to that. And I hope it won't.
Well, I'm thinking about him and vaccines, because my understanding is he says nobody will be denied a vaccine if they want one. He might not be into vaccines. He may think they do more harm than good. That's his opinion. And even if that's somehow reflected in the federal government, he said, if you want your vaccines, nobody is going to get in the way. I certainly expect that to be the case. Dr. Jeffrey Copeland from Northwestern joins us Tuesdays at this time. I see you all have done some research on COVID symptoms. What's the story here, Doc?
Yeah, John, you're referring to a study that our long COVID clinic published in the Annals of Neurology, looking at over 1,000 long COVID patients who had various neurologic symptoms. symptoms as their manifestation of long COVID. Our long COVID clinic is one of the largest in the country, and the research coming out of there has been extremely important in understanding long COVID. I think that our first patient that was enrolled in the long COVID clinic, that occurred in May of 2020. So we're over four and a half years out for some of these people since they first started to get care in our long COVID clinic. And what this newest research is showing is an unexpected result. We always thought that older patients over the age of 65 would have the longer lasting, more severe neurologic manifestations of long COVID. And it turns out that that assumption was incorrect. It's a younger cohort of patients in their 30s and 40s that seem to have the more severe neurologic manifestation of long COVID.
I wonder why anybody gets long COVID and somebody else doesn't. Do we know something about this population?
Yeah, they're working on that. There's amazing basic science that's going on behind the scenes, trying to understand why it is some individuals develop long COVID, other people do not, why some people's long COVID can be very, very severe and longer lasting. Other individuals have something that's much shorter lasting. It's got to be, as usual, John, some interplay of genetics, people's immune systems, perhaps other health situations that folks have. So all of this is being worked on right now. And I'm sure that we're going to be seeing more and more come out and being published in the medical literature will help us to tease these questions out so we can understand them better.
I got a question for you about the weight loss drugs out there. But just one last thing about this, doctor. You mentioned the long-haul COVID clinic that you guys have. If people do have a long-term COVID, is that a clinic I could make an appointment for, go in and say, hey, I don't have smell and taste either, or I've got brain fog? Do they take patients, or is that kind of more a research thing?
No, they absolutely take patients. It's a clinic. It's very busy. Huh. It's multidisciplinary, so not just neurology. We have all different kinds of specialties available, and over the 4.5 years that clinic has been in existence, there's been tremendous expertise garnered by the clinicians that are seeing patients there. So all you have to do is go and Google Northwestern Medicine Long COVID Clinic. It'll come right up. You can make a phone call and make an appointment.
Speaking of some people get it, some people don't, some people are worse, some people are better. One in five people don't lose weight with Wegovy, all of these GLP-1 drugs. What do you know about that? And I wonder if one of those brands is better than another.
Yeah, so we can't be that specific yet. Not all of the GLP-1 drugs are the same. They can work a bit differently. Some of them impact other areas involved in weight gain and weight loss. So all this is going to be understood. But, Jen, this should not surprise anybody. There's never a medication that is 100% effective in every single person. So what we have to understand is, what is different about the 20% of folks that don't lose weight? Why is that? And it's got to, again, it's some interplay between genetics and a person's endocrine system, the way the GLP-1 drugs work. So we don't know quite yet why that is, but I'm not surprised at all that we now know this. It really makes sense to me, because no drug ever works exactly the same on every single person.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. I want to talk to you more about this next time we visit, doctor, but have a nice Thanksgiving, drink in moderation, and enjoy your turkey with your family, sir.
Yes, you too, John, and to all our listeners, happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.